coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Yes, the heat is on. And as we know, it can have some very negative effects on our horses. Every year at this time, tracks put up signs in the paddock reminding trainers to avoid heat-related illnesses in their horses. And you know, the research done by my next guest about that very same problem is something you really need to know. Professor Michael Lindinger is with the University of Guelph, Department of Human Health and Nutritional Sciences, who recently did a study on this very subject. A lot of people, Doctor, take for granted exactly how serious and how susceptible horses are to the ill effects of heat. Now, with respect to the latter, tell us what your study revealed about a horse's vulnerabilities, which, you know, a lot of us in the racing industry tend to underestimate.
Yeah, I think one of the major things that we found is that horses they have a rate of heat storage when they exercise that is about 5 to 10 times greater than the rate of heat storage in humans. So when we know that we start to feel hot, we can rest pretty assured that the horses are feeling even hotter and feeling hotter in a great, great hurry.
One of the misconceptions, I think, that goes to that point is the fact that, you know, in humans, when we sweat, we tend to cool ourselves down. A horse sweats, obviously, many times over that of a human being, but when a horse sweats, it's not necessarily all that efficient a method of cooling down, is it?
No, it's not. When humans sweat, we can evaporate about 50% of the sweat and use that as cooling because it's the evaporation of the water from the surface of the skin that provides the cooling effect. So humans, it's about 30 to 50% of the sweat that can be used for cooling. But in horses, at best, it's 30%. So it's in the 20 to 30% range. If the humidity is not too bad, that they can use for evaporation and cooling. So the rest of the sweat is just lost onto the ground. It's just sort of like wasted sweat, wasted salt and water.
Now, it also contains a lot of salt, as you mentioned, and with it go a lot of important compounds in the horse's body. So things like electrolytes have to be replaced. What are some of the ill effects of heat exposure, let's say?
Well, the ill effects of heat exposure or excessive heat stress, which we would classify as heat strain, they include temperatures within contracting muscle that can denature the protein, i.e. break the protein down,
mm-hmm.
and it can be very difficult to recover from that. It can contribute to dehydration, and clinical dehydration would be about 5% of loss of total body water. And that will just help increase the rate of heat storage because the ability to dissipate heat is further eroded away. So things like that, very rapid increases in body temperature and losing the ability to sweat, they'll result in heat syncope or heat stroke, just like in people, except it can occur very quickly in horses, and unless you're really looking for those signs, they can really catch up with you in a hurry. Mm.
Yeah, I want to get to the cure, as it were, for the problem in a minute, but your study dealt mostly with riding horses, and you mentioned the fact that moderate amounts of exercise during a heat spell can have those kinds of effects. I need to try and convert that into comparable exercise levels for standardbreds. It's a very hot day. It's very humid. Mostly, a lot of standardbreds will jog, say, 5 miles a day. And on a hot day, you know, they'll feel it. Would that be a good idea to perhaps cut back or exercise them later in the day or earlier in the morning?
Well, that's a really good question, and if they're going to tolerate 5 miles a day, and they can do that day in and day out, then that's great. There's a couple of very important points though. If the horses are in sort of cool weather, and then you get a sudden hot snap, then it can be very stressful for the horses. But if it gradually gets warm, or if the horses can be heat acclimatized, because that's one of the things that allows humans and horses to perform better in the heat, is to go through a period of acclimatization where you are exposed for at least 4 hours a day to the hot conditions. Now, when horses compete, standardbred horses, they're competing in the afternoon and evening, often in the hotter, nearly the hottest parts of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be training in the hottest parts of the day so that they can get the advantages that training in the heat can give a horse.
But eased into it, however.
But eased into it. So the heat acclimation, we recommend 4 hours a day of exposure to the heat. First hour is just, you know, standing around being in the heat. And the second hour of that should be active, i.e. going through, you know, some of the training, warm-up training and cool down.
Okay.
So now a five-mile a training workout for a standardbred, that can take, you know, half an hour to an hour, depending on how much the warm-up and the cool-down is.
Usually it's about 25, 30 minutes at most.
Yeah, and, you know, during that period of time, horses can lose 10 to 15 liters in sweating. So that's a lot of water and a lot of electrolytes. And a lot of people don't realize that. And, you know, you could sort of see that when the horse comes back off the track, that there's a lot of sweat dripping off, and the horse will continue to sweat when it's hot outside for quite a long period of time, up to an hour or maybe more. So unless those electrolytes and the water is replaced, performance is going to be impaired, and their desire to eat might be a little bit impaired. So I like to recommend that hydration should really be looked at as soon as possible after training.
Going to the cure now, there are some misconceptions. One of the ones I found interesting is that you point out that coolers should not be used in trying to cool down a horse.
No, coolers, they have a funny name because actually they trap the heat within the hair coat and they prevent heat from dissipating from the hot tissues out into the environment. And when we think of ourselves and we just had a workout and we put a jacket on, even if it's a light jacket, it gets clammy very, very quickly and it feels uncomfortable, and we know that it's keeping heat in. And so that's not what we want. We want to get the heat out. And the faster you can get the heat out, if heat stress is and heat strain is an issue for the horse, then the better. So I would completely recommend against not using any kind of blankets or coolers until the horse is dry.
One of the other things you recommend is constant, as you say, it goes to the point you made about hydration, but, you know, sponging them down, scraping them off as soon as you sponge them down. I thought that was an interesting point.
Yeah, with the research that we did leading up to the Summer Olympics in Atlanta, the group in Ohio State, they did some studies showing the issue there was trying to aggressively cool horses that were overheated. And they showed that you could use repeated applications of ice-cold water all over the surface of the horse, starting at the top and the back, and scrape that off and reapply it. And there were no ill effects whatsoever to the horse, no muscle cramping, no colic-type issues. And the horses, they seem to do very well. They almost seem to enjoy it. I've seen it used at the Rolex three-day event on the eventing horses there, and it's incredible. It's really really a very effective way of cooling horses quickly.
I find it interesting because in the thoroughbred game, when a horse comes into the winner's circle, in particular, the trainer or the groom, first thing they do in the hot weather is hand the jock a sponge, and the jock will pour it over the horse's head and around the mane. Good idea or bad?
Well, that's a good idea. I think any cool water over the surface of the horse is going to be beneficial.
But you mentioned in your study, Doctor, allow me to interrupt. You mentioned in your study, however, that when water gets into the mane, if it's not scraped out of there right away, it'll just heat up within the hair, won't it?
Well, it will heat up anywhere it gets put on the body. But it's, you know, anything's better than nothing at all, I would say. So,
yeah.
The thing is if they had access to more water, they might use more water. But I think just, you know, when they're coming into the winner's circle after the race, they don't have time to really cool the horse, and the grooms will do that afterwards.
Okay, because I thought it was interesting, the point you made about, you know, those who just wet their horses down and don't try and get it out from places like the mane, where a lot of the water will just boil up again. But lots of electrolyte replacements. Don't use a cooler. Ease your horse into the hot weather. Good tips for avoiding the problems that are related to heat exposure.
Yes, very, very much so.
Well, we appreciate your insight into this. It is that time of year, and I'm sure our listeners, particularly the trainers and owners, will make use of this. Dr. Lindinger, thank you so much for joining us on Trot Radio.
My pleasure.